This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
A very interesting story on Robinson Chirinos that we're going to get to in just a moment, Kevin, because he was on the team.
Yep.
He played for the Astros, and there's something interesting about something that was caught on video of him, and we'll get to that in just a few moments. But, Kevin, Jim Crane, did you hear this Jim Crane audio? This is weird, man.
What a disaster this was.
I really thought, I didn't think this story was going away, because as soon as spring training starts, like all the media descends and you have to start answering questions. But Jim Crane and their ownership brought that upon themselves by saying, we're going to hold a press conference and we're going to sit down in front of everybody and we're going to answer your questions and we're going to apologize as a team.
And this will solve everything.
Yeah, exactly. Because once you tell more lies, now you've spun so many webs that you can't remember what you've said. So Jim Crane he contradicted himself just a little bit.
Okay.
Mr. Crane, what do you have to say to the Yankees and teams that you beat in 17?
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. Basically, you know, as the commissioner said in his report, he's not going to go backwards. It's hard to determine how it impacted the game, if it impacted the game, and that's where we're going to leave it.
That's really weird because he totally said it didn't impact the game, and then he said, that's not what I said. And then he said, let's throw out one other opinion, and he goes, it's hard to say how it would have impacted the game, so we're just going to move forward.
So he just said in one minute span,
every possible outcome,
it did not affect the game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it didn't affect the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's real weird because it might, but it might not affect the game.
Sure.
Wow.
Which part of that did you not understand?
That's all of it. I didn't understand all of it because it does affect the game. And you can't tell me that it didn't affect the game that they played against the Yankees. Do I want the Yankees to have a win? No. I won't want the Astros to cheat to get the win either, though. And that's where they're now walking themselves in so many terrible circles, and they're really putting themselves in a bad position. I know Choppy says that all the players are going to get beaned all year. That's fine, too. But the thing that's going to wear them out the most is every single interview after every single game is going to be accusations.
Oh, I don't think so, Corey, because here is Justin Verlander to save the day by officially shutting it down and apologizing very sincerely, I'm guessing.
I wish I had said more. And, you know, looking back, I can't go back. I can't reverse my decision. Like I said, I wish I had said more and I didn't. And for that, I'm sorry.
What did you say?
That's between myself and my teammates. I'll leave it at that.
Did you know the Astros' reputation before you joined the team?
No.
You made a start at Minute Maid that season. Did you suspect anything then?
I can't really recall right at this moment. I haven't even thought about it.
Take a step. What was your first reaction like when you saw what was going on? What did you think?
I don't want to get into too many specifics. I think we're here today to apologize and as a team. I think those opinions were expressed by everybody in here today.
Cool. So, let's just recap. He apologized for not apologizing better, but then didn't want to get into the specifics of what he was apologizing for.
Yeah, he said, I didn't say anything, and I should have spoken up. And they said, well, what did you say? And I didn't say enough, and I should have spoken up. Well, what did you say? I don't want to tell anybody about that.
Yeah.
Well, why not? If you were being honest, why not? And I get like, hey, man, there are some things we just can't really discuss. I get that. Or that I don't want to discuss. And maybe that's the thing. I don't want to talk about that part. That's fine. If you don't want to talk about it, we'll try and find out from somebody else, you know, what exactly went down. But then he was like, you know, I'm just going to leave that between me and my teammates. Well, man, I don't know, man. I don't think whenever something like this big is going on that you can just leave things between you and your teammates, especially when you've been caught. And then when he said, I don't recall what happened in that game, if I saw anything or suspected anything, I haven't thought about it. That's the part that's a lie.
Yeah.
You've thought about it.
Obviously.
You've thought about every single pitch that you've thrown with that team. You probably know what every pitch was. You can go back into your register and remember everything about each game and whether or not you saw something. You can't tell me you haven't thought about it.
From the 682, if it didn't affect the game, then why did you do it? And from the 817, if cheating didn't impact the game, then why didn't you do it? All right. So you guys, you feel like that wasn't sincere? Fine. Let's go to Alex Bregman. He is going to come in and save the day with a very sincere apology that is spoken just the way he would normally talk.
I have some brief remarks that I'd like to share with y'all.
As you do.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
You can tell that he means everything that he's saying by the cadence of his voice.
He wasn't even reading, though, which is the weird part.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, like a piece of paper in the middle, like at the 10-second mark, it flew off, and this guy went over and picked it up and, like, put it, I guess, with the rest of the speeches for the people after him.
It's, yeah, I have a prepared remark. Always the great start to a sincere apology. Corey, I have some prepared remarks for you. I mean, like, seriously. That's the best they could do?
All right, the only thing that can really, truly, like, satisfy me in this situation.
Nice.
Those Rolling Stones tickets coming up in the noon hour. But
yeah.
But the only thing that can really, at this point, that can save face is, and I'm very big on this, you got to be honest. Everybody can spot a BSer, right? If you're not genuine, Artolo's, if you're not genuine with something, they're like, you're lying to me, and I don't appreciate that.
Yep.
So that's why we got to be honest about a lot of things. And I think in this situation, Kevin, you really do have to come out and say, we don't deserve the World Series. There were moments when in some of these guys, now I think what they're doing is they're saying, well, baseball doesn't want this stain. Well, let's use that leverage because baseball doesn't want to have a World Series champion that's not a champion. And they're saying to themselves, but, you know, we also may not be caught. So why admit to anything? But I think at this point, when everybody knows, you just say, yeah, we screwed up. We don't deserve the World Series. And somebody's got to be the one to say, take my ring back. Take it away from me. I was in the wrong. But nobody's going to do that.
And, okay, even short of that, like, this just popped into my head while I was listening to Alex Bregman. If you're him or if you're Verlander, seriously, how hard is it to go, yeah, no, I've thought about it a lot. You know, the last several weeks, actually the last several months since all this information started to trickle out, I can't avoid it. I've heard fans of ours are mad. I know fans of opposing teams are mad. I know fans of baseball in general are mad. And I understand all of that now. In the moment, I didn't understand that. And I didn't get why it was a big deal. I thought we were just, you know, doing our competitive advantage or trying to work the system as best as we can. But now that I hear all this feedback and see how upset people are, I understand why people are mad. And that is why I want to apologize, because so many people think that we cheated the game. What is so hard about that?
By the way, Jose Altuve made himself available in the clubhouse after the press conference. He was asked about the buzzers and immediately referred to the league's investigation, not finding anything, instead of flat out saying that they didn't exist.
That's what a crock.
So he just said, hey, the league did not find anything. Again, what if we're not in trouble?
That's
fine.
Well,
the league didn't find anything, so obviously there was nothing there.
Okay, then why not be more aggressive? Fine. If that's going to be your case, why not do a totally different strategy and be more aggressive with that and say, all I know is we won the World Series in 2017 and baseball found no culpability with any of the players. If that's the way you're going to go, I'm going to get more aggressive with this, and I'm going to say, you can ask me the same question all you like in any different variety that you want, but baseball investigated me personally and all of my teammates, and our punishment is nothing. What's baseball going to do? Are they going to give him a punishment now? I don't think so.
Now, Kevin, in addition to that buzzer suggestion right there, Robinson Chirinos has rejoined the Rangers.
Right.
Smart move on his part.
Yes.
And Robinson Chirinos is a friend of ours. We made a good relationship with him when we were at spring training.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to talk to him. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to walk up and ask to talk to him. He's going to be like, I don't want to talk about this. And we're going to talk about something else. And he's going to be like, oh, yeah, you guys want to talk about my scrubbing bubbles.
Yep.
He unsolicited, and this is according to Evan Grant, he took time out of his first spring workout on Wednesday to deny any involvement in the Astros sign-stealing scheme. So without anybody saying, hey, can we talk to you? Because you know how that works in the clubhouse.
Yep.
You kind of have to stand around and wait for people,
yes,
and maybe they'll talk to you. Sometimes they walk off.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, I'll be right back.
Or sometimes they just pretend like they don't hear you. Like, I you know, honestly, I just sometimes wish they would be like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, hey, not today. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Sounds good. Tomorrow's fine. And then actually show up tomorrow. But Robinson Chirinos said, come over here. I want to tell everybody something. No, he did not wear a buzzer at any point last year while the Astros with the Astros to receive real-time communication about the pitch that was coming. No, a piece of communication device did not fly off his bat during the World Series, despite a video that has circulated on the internet that shows something coming off his bat as he swung. Yes, he told Major League Baseball about all of this during its offseason investigation of the Astros, and a source confirmed this on Thursday. Here's the deal. There is something on his bat.
Yep.
And you can see a glimmer in the beginning of the on the barrel, all right? You can see a glimmer on it. At the end, it's stuck to his batting glove. So what happens is this thing flies off of his bat after he swings, and then he bends down and picks it up and puts it in his back pocket. Well, it doesn't go into his back pocket. It gets stuck on his glove. Later, he has told everybody, I feel like I'm getting judged by people, and I did nothing wrong. It's not good the way people are talking about my name. I've never used something like a buzzer. And we know the Altuve video of him saying, don't rip my shirt off. But in the video, he says that it is an authentication sticker that was placed on his bat after he hit a home run in the previous game. Now, if you hit a home run in a game, you're not using a different bat. You want to use that bat again. And so he said the sticker started to peel off before the game, and he sought advice from MLB's authenticators in the dugout, and the authenticator said he could not replace the sticker until it became unusable, but could try to reinforce it with tape. And what the viewers saw was a taped-down authentication sticker fly off of his bat. And also, Kevin, an authenticator then corroborated this and said that's true.
Okay, and that sounds unique enough.
Swang swung.
That I would be inclined to believe that. But I appreciate Chirinos trying to get out in front of this. I want to hit this real quick. 817, as a man, how many apologies do you or we need to be done with this? This is why the press gets a bad rap. I understand your point. I'm not coming at this from a press perspective. I'm coming at this as a fan of the Texas Rangers and a fan of baseball perspective. So Shippy said we've got one more from Carlos Correa. I don't think I have heard this one, but I think this seems like it's going to be the most sincere of the bunch. And I want to hear this and see if this would be a good example. All I think most baseball fans are looking for, because we're not going to get the World Series back or anything like that, it's just a realistic sounding apology. So let's see if Correa can hit that.
So I'm going to be honest with you. When we first started doing it, it almost felt like it was like an advantage. Everybody was using technology, so it felt like an advantage. But it was definitely wrong. It was definitely wrong, and we should have stopped it at the time.
You knew it was wrong?
Yeah, it was wrong. It was wrong.
At the time, you knew it.
Yeah, it was wrong. It was wrong.
And so what is the message outside of baseball when people in everyday life say, well, they cheated and seemingly got away with it. I should cheat in life. I can win,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what we're here today, to tell everybody that it's not right to do that. you don't want to be standing here and, you know, having to do this because of that. You don't want to be remembered as that type of person. So that's why we're here, talking to you guys today and telling you guys that, that what we did was really wrong. It's not going to happen again. We're going to play baseball the right way. But no, I don't want my kids. I don't want my brother. I don't want my family members, people that follow me, to think that I was right. That to cheat, to be successful is not right. So what we can do now as players is focus on what we can control from now on and make sure we show everybody that we're good players, and the players that work hard every single day, and that what we did in 2017 was terrible. And, you know, we all know it, and we feel really bad about it. But moving forward, we want to show everybody that we're talented and we can play the game.
I guess my question is, how much...
Perfect.
There you go.
If Carlos Correa never wants to speak about this again, that's fine. Because he just said, like, that seemed like it was from the heart,
yep.
too, when he was
absolutely.
Like, I don't want my father, I don't want my kids. Like that.
Again, Kevin, who was he apologizing to? He apologized to the right people.
Exactly. And so for people who are like, what do you people in the media want? That. I want that. And that was perfect.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.